Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is Friday within the octave of Easter. So let me just say, hallelujah, happy Easter to you. We still want to keep that celebration going, that celebration of the Lord's resurrection. Today's theme we're going to look at on the program, Jesus Rescues the Lost. Those who are maybe directionless, maybe those who just feel like they're floating aimlessly on the sea, Jesus comes to all of those individuals. That might be you today. I know on many days it's me thinking that, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Where are we headed? You know, I'm lost. I maybe don't feel his presence. Jesus, as we look at this gospel from today's daily mass, it's a reminder that Jesus is going to come to us. He's not going to let us flounder and remain lost. He is going to guide us. But the trick is, we have to ask for his help, and we have to be willing to accept his direction. The gospel comes from John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." Now, just an aside here, these are his apostles. These are the followers of Jesus, the guys who went with him and did great things and just participated in the mission of Jesus. They don't know what to do with themselves now. This is after Jesus died, rose from the dead. They don't know what to do. So they just went back to what they always did. They went back to fishing. Now watch what happens at this point. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast a net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and he jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish in it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread, and he gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. Now, there's a lot of different interpretations, a lot of depth in this gospel. But the main thing that stands out to me, and you know, we don't have that much time on this program, so I just want to keep it short, keep it to the point, is that Jesus isn't going to be content to leave us try to figure out what we should do, how we should follow him, how we can serve him. He's going to make an attempt to reach out to us, to help us, to guide us. So I would encourage you, if you are trying to determine what he wants you to do, how you can serve him, maybe you feel a little lost, maybe you feel directionless, take heart from this gospel today and reach out to him and ask for that guidance. Lord, please help me. Please help me to know how I can serve you. Let me know how I can serve you. Please give me the answer. Guide me, Lord. I want to do your will, but I'm lost right now. And he will. He will help you. Sometimes you're going to have to work at it. That's what discernment is all about. But just take heart and comfort in the fact that he wants to give you the answer. He wants to let you know how you can serve him. He wants to help you. Continue to reach out for him, to him, and believe that he'll help you. Have a fantastic weekend. God bless you. And I look forward to joining you next time on the program.